One state has a program that'll pick up the tuition for your children for any high school as long as it's not a religious school. But the Supreme Court is about to weigh in. I'm Stuart Shepherd, and this is the second in our special series on back-to-school issues, whether it's mandates for vaccines or this is religious freedom for both students and for teachers and staff at schools. And we'll have another episode coming up in a couple of weeks here. We're going to talk about the case I just mentioned, as well as, today we're going to talk about that case, as well as another one that we're currently in the process of appealing up to the Supreme Court. The common theme is how government should regard faith in light of the Constitution. Now, thank you for liking and sharing our videos. You are an important part of this project, and we do appreciate that you are sharing this with your family and friends. And also, if you would please, go to firstlibertylive.com and click the subscribe button. It will let you know when new episodes are coming out. Keisha Russell is an attorney here at First Liberty Institute who keeps an eye on school issues for us. Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
We had a conversation just a couple of weeks ago about vaccine mandates, and yeah. If you missed that, we encourage you to go back and find that, because it was a really insightful conversation. Keisha had a lot of good things to say. We've gotten a lot of comments back, because
yes.
It's a hot topic,
yeah.
And as you can imagine, some of those comments were very complimentary and very praiseworthy of what we did, and some of them were, shall we say, critical in their commentary about what we had to say, and we understand that. There are strong emotions on both sides of the issue. Of course,
yes.
What we talked about was what the law says
right. For
those who may have a religious objection. So we stuck to the law, weren't given advice on anything else. But at last count, and this is why it was an important topic, we've gotten nearly 800 requests from people seeking legal advice. So that tells us there are a lot of people who are making tough decisions out there right now.
Only in the last couple of weeks, that number is.
And just the last couple of weeks since we talked last. So
yeah. It
underscores why we wanted to talk about it. And we have a new resource that I want to let you know about that's available to you. It just came out this week. If you have questions, it explains the law concerning vaccine mandates. The resource is free. We're going to put a link to it in the text that goes along with this video. We want you to have it. It's got a lot of good information in there. Keisha worked on that as well, I believe, with some of what's in that. We appreciate that. Okay, Keisha, let's talk about Maine, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Talking about the state all the way up in the northeasternmost corner of the United States. It's a state where people either live in the city or way out in the country. So the state has a program that lets parents send their kids to a private school mm-hmm. if they don't have a local high school,
yeah. But
not if it's a religious school.
Yeah, so it's an interesting case. You know, we represent several parents, and they are religious, and they want to send their child to religious schools. But the state says, yes, we will give you this money to go to a private school, but you will not be able to use it at a religious school. So very important facts, and we're hoping to resolve that.
Now, most of us have a basic thought when we hear that, just common sense tells us that's not fair, it's not equitable,
yes. As
people like to say in the culture right now. But what's the legal issue with that? What's the problem with
that? Yeah, so there's a pretty nuanced distinction here. So earlier, you know, in the past few years, the Supreme Court decided a case called Espinoza versus Montana. And in that case, the Supreme Court decided that if the state does not have to fund private schools, but if the state is going to fund private schools, it must also fund religious schools. And that was sort of you cannot discriminate against the school based on the religious status, the designation that it is religious.
Okay.
And this case, the issue, and this is what we encountered at the First Circuit where we lost, the court said, well, yes, maybe you can't discriminate based on religious status, but you can discriminate based on religious use, meaning your school is actually going to be participating in religious instruction, which for some people, they think that's bizarre. Of course, a religious school is going to be doing these things.
Yeah,
but the law really makes, you know, it seems like there's a distinction, at least based on the way the First Circuit sees it.
As well as teaching geometry and
yes. English
and phys ed and all the other things, which
yeah. Is
why the parents are saying we don't see a problem here. And the key to me seems to be this, and this is just me listening to the whole thing. Is this isn't the government deciding where the money is going to go. It's the parents deciding where
yes. It's
going to go. The tuition follows the students at the parents' direction. No problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the reasons why this is a case where we're bringing both, claims based on religion clauses of the Constitution, but also the Equal Protection Clause, saying that, you know, you're willing to protect parents who and help parents who are going to send their kids to private school, but you won't protect these religious parents who want to send their kids to religious schools. And this is through their own choice. It has nothing to do with, you know, the state's choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're working with another legal organization on this case. We need to mention them by name.
Yes, Institute for Justice. We're partnering with them, and they are an incredible organization, and we're just really excited and honored to work on this case with them.
Tell me just a little bit more about the families that we're representing in this.
Well, we've got several parents, and they're just great, you know, hardworking parents, and some of them have more than one, you know, child, and you know, they want to be able to direct the upbringing of their child. And if the state is willing to help them with education and aid for tuition, why not let them choose the school that they really want?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what will the Supreme Court, and you mentioned this a little bit, but just to give us an idea specifically, what are they going to be zeroing in on, and what's going to make the difference in the outcome of this case?
Okay, so again, it's this idea that, you know, right now the Supreme Court hasn't really solidified the law in the area of whether you can discriminate based on religious use. Now, the Supreme Court has said, like I mentioned several times, and even in Espinoza, that you can't discriminate based on religious status, that because I am a religious school, you can't say you're not going to help if you're going to, you know, provide money to other private schools.
Right.
But now that I'm saying this, you know, the school is also going to be participating in religious instruction, that has not been decided whether, you know, the state has to fund that. So the Supreme Court is going to clarify that, and we're hoping that it will prevail.
Now, if it, and this is hypothetical, I know, but if it's a broad ruling and they decide on the idea, not just the specifics of this case, how would that impact other schools around the country?
Well, I think it'll really, you know, open up a lot of religious freedom for schools, and as it relates to aid and tuition programs and a myriad of other things, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be a really impactful case, very important for religious liberty, particularly religious schools. So it'll be great.
Do we have a date when they're going to hear this? I know they've accepted it, but...
Yes. So we don't have a set date yet, but we're expecting to have the argument sometime December or January, so sometime this winter.
And a decision?
Probably spring or summer.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit.
And we'll get to talk about it again, I'm sure.
Yes.
As we get closer.
Yes,
there'll be a lot to cover on that. We'll probably be out at the court and just see how it goes on that day. So that one involves government and private schools. This other case involves public schools and private prayer, a silent prayer, a private act by an individual. Give me a quick recap on Coach Kennedy's case. Where are we on that?
Yeah, so you all remember Coach Kennedy's, the football coach from Washington, a high school there, where he would wait till after the games and go out and say a 15 to 30 second private silent prayer on the 50-yard line, and he was fired for that. We, you know, went through the case, got all the way up to the Supreme Court in January 19. The Supreme Court declined to hear it and told us to go back down and resolve some facts. And so that's what we did. And so now we're back up to the Ninth Circuit, received a bad decision there, and now we're going to the Supreme Court again.
And the important thing there is, yes, they turned it away, but it wasn't a go away and don't come back.
That's right.
They actually attached a note that essentially invited us to come back. Yes?
Yeah. You know, the first time around, the Supreme Court looked at what the Ninth Circuit said. And just to explain, the Ninth Circuit said, well, whenever a teacher, a public school teacher, is in full view of students, they really don't have any free exercise rights or free speech rights. They really don't have the same constitutional freedoms. And the Supreme Court looked at that decision and said, well, now that's troubling, quote, that's a troubling, the Ninth Circuit's view, that just because a student can see them, that means they don't have any free speech rights.
Yeah.
We've never said that. And so I think it was kind of a warning to the Ninth Circuit, but we don't feel like this time around, you know, the second time around the Ninth Circuit has heard the case, it doesn't seem as though they've heeded that warning
now,
from the Supreme Court.
And one particular aspect of what the Ninth did, one of the judges quoted scripture and basically used that to tell Coach Kennedy, you're doing it wrong. You're not praying right. Now, we could have a theological conversation about that, but that's not the point here. The real point is, legally, is that proper for a judge to do, to tell someone you're doing your religion wrong?
No, it's not proper for a court to opine on something like, you know, the way someone is exercising their religion, or even say that's not the proper way to pray. That's not proper.
Yeah, and I assume we'll be bringing that up when we take this back to the Supreme Court.
I would reckon so, yes.
Yeah, that's something that will be coming up. So where are we in the process of asking the court to hear this? It's not just a simple, you know, jot an email and send it off. It's more complicated than that.
Yeah, so we have to draft, you know, what's called a cert petition, a petition to ask the court to take our case. And, you know, that takes time, so it'll be a couple months probably before we file that. But, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we're just really hoping that the Supreme Court would take this case and resolve this issue once and for all. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And the other aspect of this, which I don't know that most people think about, is it's not just us writing this, and it's a dense document that you hand in, making all the points that we want to make. But there are also others who will join along, either in favor of Coach Kennedy or opposing it. Yeah. And that's also going on at the same time, right?
Yeah, so we can ask for what they call friend of the court briefs, which the legal word is amicus. But and we ask those people to, you know, send in their opinions about what's going on in the case, and that helps too. So we'll be asking people to help us to ask the Supreme Court to hear Coach Kennedy's case.
And one interesting aspect of that is the Ninth Circuit, the decision was made by three judges, but there are more judges than that on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Many of those other judges are writing briefs in favor of Coach Kennedy.
Yeah, so there was sort of a procedural thing that happened. I won't go into all the details, where all the judges on the Ninth Circuit were able to, you know, kind of weigh in. The dissents, you know, their opinions are very helpful in saying, look, this is a problematic decision that you're making for all sorts of reasons, particularly because what the Supreme Court said last time they saw this case. So, you know, we're hoping that will help.
Yeah. So, and that, again, you mentioned we've got to get all the documentation together, get it turned in. It'll be later this fall before we know anything, correct, at least?
Yeah, well, we'll probably submit it later this fall. You know, my guess is probably October. Yeah. But it'll be, you know, probably a couple months before we actually hear from the court about whether they're going to take the case.
Very good. Well, we wish the best for Coach Kennedy.
Yes.
He did the right thing, and he's been treated wrong, and it needs to be righted, and we hope the court will do that. Anything else before I let you go?
You know, we're just really glad to be an organization that's able to look out for the, you know, constitutional religious rights of religious schools and public school students and teachers. You know, religious freedom is important, even if you go to a public school, you know.
Yeah.
So as a former teacher, it's really important to me to be involved in cases like this.
So if people think their rights, their religious freedom rights, have been violated at school, we want to hear about it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you can contact us through our website.
Yes, firstliberty.org. Fill out a request for legal help, and we will see if we can help you.
Very helpful. Keisha, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Yes,
appreciate the work you do.
Thank you so much.
Hey, and if you want to have a better understanding of your constitutional rights when it comes to religious freedom, as a teacher, as a student, as a school employee, we have something for you. It's a protection kit is what we call it. It's a downloadable resource. It's free. We want you to have this. You can learn what your rights are as defined by the Constitution, not by today's politically correct radicals that are trying to take things a different direction. You may discover that you have more freedom than you think. And there's a link in the text that goes along with this video where you can find that and download it. So we will see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.